Okay, so Dominic, we start with you for our first question, and since it's the Salem Chamber, we're going to start with a business question. After dealing with the COVID pandemic, inflation, workforce issues, and the cost of doing business skyrocketing, how do you think Salem's businesses are doing? What can your administration do to help Salem businesses be competitive and succeed? 90 seconds.
Start with me? Okay. So Salem does have a robust and thriving small business community, something that a lot of the people in this room have been working so hard to cultivate and support over these years. The Chamber of Commerce, Salem Main Streets, the Creative Collective, Destination Salem, so many other community partners. And we're right now enjoying some of the lowest storefront vacancy rates in downtown since Salem Main Street started tracking that metric. We're seeing new businesses like the Daily Table and Annie's Asian Market and Silly Bunny and so many others that serve our visitors and our residents alike. I think that Salem can do more to nurture the growth of our small business sector and strengthen our existing small businesses. And I think that starts with something that grew out of the COVID pandemic, which was the Economic Recovery Task Force. I think that we can make that task force permanent as an economic coordinating council. It was a really fantastic opportunity for communication, for sharing information, for leveraging opportunities, and lifting each other up during that crisis. And that's something that I would like to see persist. I would also prioritize connecting our small business community with longstanding funding opportunities, training and workforce support programs, resources that are offered by the city that are often undersubscribed, but also programs that are offered through the Commonwealth, our nonprofit partners, and other organizations. And lastly, I just add, I think that it's really important that we push forward on supporting our BIPOC entrepreneurs and small businesses. Salem's taken a lot of positive steps in that direction over the last few years, but I think there's a lot more work to be done. Leveraging our procurement power as a city, modeling things like our incubator program at Artists Row as a way to support small businesses owned by Black, Indigenous people of color.
Thank you. Neil, would you like me to read the question again?
Sure. So first, I'd like to start by acknowledging that the Driscoll administration did a remarkably good job in guiding the local business community through the throes of COVID-19. I can't think of another community in the state that handled that situation well in terms of its relationship with local businesses, many of whom, if it had not been for that support, might not be here today. But I think now that we've passed the worst of COVID-19, the relationship between the city and the business community needs to be stronger. And I think it starts with communication. It starts with understanding the needs of local businesses, particularly local businesses, some of whom are doing well and some of whom are only doing well at some times of the year, some of whom have difficulty dealing with the throngs of tourists that come at certain times of the year, and it's difficult for those businesses who are here year-round to thrive in that environment when the people that are coming are not coming for them, they're coming for the Halloween-related events. So I think the strategy that is put in place to deal with sustaining local businesses year-round that are here serving the residents year-round is a plus. I also think we should focus on, and the administration needs to work on, establishing or helping to establish local businesses that service the needs of the people that live downtown. A lot of the folks who live downtown, and there are more of them now, at least in my experience that I've spoken to, feel that there are some of the basic things that they need, basic supplies and things that they would need on an everyday basis, they don't have downtown, so we need to work on that.
Thank you.